Now, back to the Steve Gruber Show on MTN.
Welcome back to the Steve Gruber Show. Glad to have you here. You hear a lot about the opioid crisis and the devastating effects it has on America. Let me give you some statistics. More than 60,000 people will die of overdoses in America this year, 45,000 of those. And of course, there's not exact numbers because people aren't always positive, but about 45,000 of those deaths will come from opioids. Compare that to 32,000 people that die from car fatalities or 30,000 that die from all gun-related deaths. I mean, it's pretty incredible to believe that opioids have come that dramatically into the forefront and the problems they cause. My next guest, Dr. Peter Graham, Executive Medical Director at Sparrow Physicians Health Plan. Doctor, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Good morning.
Now, this is the kind of epidemic, and it really is an epidemic, that cuts across all economic lines, all racial lines, ethnic lines. There really isn't, you know, if you said, here is your average opioid addict, there isn't one person that fits that, is there?
That is absolutely correct, and that cuts two ways. Not only is there not one person that fits it, means that everybody is potentially at risk and every family is potentially at risk.
So everybody could fall a victim to this. Now, the Physicians Health Plan is a Sparrow-related affiliate there at Sparrow, and it handles health insurance for about 60,000 people in mid-Michigan. And Sparrow and PHP are mindful of this nationwide opioid crisis and are working to comply with upcoming state laws because there's more and more laws. These are called black label drugs, the ones that are prescribed. And we're not talking about the opioids on the street. We're talking about, you know, the legally prescribed medications out there. It gets harder and harder. They're black label drugs. I guess my question to you, doctor, is how far do we need to go to get this thing reeled in?
That's a really excellent question. What we always want to be mindful of is not preventing people who need opioid medications to control pain or prevent them from receiving it. The idea is to make sure that it's being used appropriately as the important medical tool that it is. What I would say, you're absolutely right. You point out that a good portion of the highest risk in the overdose deaths are probably about half, near as anyone can tell, are due to non-prescription opioids. Unfortunately, we have an awful lot of heroin and illegal fentanyl that's coming to the United States, but we still see a pretty large footprint from prescribed opioids. And it's fairly sobering, pun mildly intended, fact that a high percentage of people who are either opioid addicts, and the best estimates are that there are about 3 or 4 million people addicted to opioids in the United States today, a high percentage, upwards of probably 40-50%, their entree into experiencing opioids was prescription drugs, either prescribed to them or diverted.
Well, you know, and I can relate to this on some level. You know, I broke my leg several places in 2016, and I was at the time out of the country, but they gave me plenty of morphine to deal with the pain in the leg. And, you know, I was given it orally. I took it intravenously when I was first in the hospital, hospitalized for several days. But then when I left the hospital there in New Zealand, I had all sorts of opioids to take with me to control the pain. My wife was smart enough after about a month to say, okay, we're done with that, and pulled me off of them, and we went on. But some people, you know, a broken leg, a broken arm, a spinal injury turns into something more serious long after the injury has probably been taken care of because they have become hooked on pharmaceutical prescription painkillers, right?
That is absolutely correct, and that's an interesting point. There's some very good research that's been done recently, or has at least been published recently, on duration and intensity of opioid therapy and its correlation with people's likelihood of addiction. Actually, a lot of this was done down the road in Ann Arbor. Taking a look at the custom, particularly after surgery, was to give people usually, you know, anywhere up to a couple weeks' supply of opioids to take at home. Wasn't always really clear how to take them or when to stop. And I think your story is an excellent illustration of that. We don't tell people, look, you only need to take these if you hurt, and if you feel fine, go ahead and leave them alone. What was discovered is that most folks, if you really look at how much pain they have, even after something like an orthopedic injury, which is pretty painful, I've joined you in the broken ankle club, I can tell you it hurts. Even if you look at that situation, most people would take a median of about 2 or 3 doses out of a bottle of about 30 pills. So that meant a couple things. You know, one, you're exposing people unnecessarily to risk, and also you're leaving a reservoir of unused opioid medication sitting around in people's medicine cabinets, which is in and of itself a risk. So it's an excellent illustration, and you know, part of what we need to do and part of what Michigan law has been changed to reflect is the necessity of prescribers being much more mindful of how much we're prescribing or dispensing for an acute injury. And really, probably 3 days is plenty. The Michigan law allows for seven, which is still, you know, pretty generous comparatively, and is in line with what other states are doing to try to curtail this.
You know, and I think it's unfair, but doctors, you know, and people that I hear, lay people talking about it, I think doctors get more than their fair share of blame for this because it's of the, people have the opinion, well, the doctors are just writing scripts all the time. You know, I know a lot of doctors, friends of mine, good people, folks like yourself, you're not just out there wildly writing scripts because, well, they're in it to make money. The doctor's not in it to make money. He's doing what he thinks is best for the patient in a limited period of time, and I think it's unfair some of the things that get hung around doctors' necks. So give me an idea what Sparrow and PHP are doing to proactively address this opioid crisis.
That's a great point, Stephen. I really, really appreciate it. I will tell you, I loathe doctor bashing in any of its forms. And I will stand on that hill and die and say that 99.9% of the physicians I've met in 20-odd years in this business, like you said, they're out to do the right thing for their patients every single day and are working really hard at it. And if you don't start from that assumption, I think you're likely to fail. So well said. So at any rate, what are we trying to do? And you know, PHP is a provider sponsored or very closely tied to a health system plan. We have a slightly different take on it. I will say, however, most of the other health plans in Michigan, I think, are also trying to kind of figure out how to navigate this along with providers. You're absolutely correct. Physicians need help and need support from us. So a couple things that we're going to do. One, and we've been doing this actually even prior to the change in Michigan law. Part of what the Michigan law requires is a bona fide doctor-patient relationship. So if you're prescribing opioid medications or actually any scheduled medications, you need to have what's legally considered or standard of care considered an actual relationship with the patient. So do you have a medical record? Are they seeing you? Are they seeing multiple physicians? We have the ability, because we pay for things, we can see who prescribed them, where they got filled, what was the circumstance where the patient got them. Oftentimes, it's really surprising to doctors to see that patients who you didn't have any inkling were getting medications from multiple other providers or other sources or other sites. That's one tool out of several that we can provide to physicians to help them do that better. Other thing that we're going to do is actually put a cap on quantity limits for acute opioid prescriptions. Takes a little bit of the boogeyman role out of what the doc has to deliver, the message they have to deliver. They can basically blame it on us if they want to. Say, hey, right, the health plan is compliant with Michigan law. I can't write you more than 7 days. That's just the way it's going to go. We'll be doing that as of July 1st, when that particular law takes effect. So those are a couple of the things that we're doing.
Well, I think those are all good things. Dr. Peter Graham here, Executive Medical Director for the Sparrow Physicians Health Plan. We got to leave it there, Doctor, but some great information. I really appreciate you sharing. If you want to know more, then go to phpmichigan.com, phpmichigan.com. If you think you or a loved one has an issue with opioids, don't be afraid to get a hold of somebody. And Dr. Graham, thank you for the conversation.
Welcome, Steve. Thank you.